is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The death toll in Central Texas has now reached 110 people, but the more staggering number is 170 still missing after the July 4th flash flooding. Eloise Jones was one of the girls from Camp Mystic who survived and says she was shocked by what she saw the night the water began rising.
From our cabins, we could see the highway, and you usually can't see that, so we could see it all the way past all the trees that used to be there, and then we realized, like, we can't stay here.
Camp Mystic lost 27 campers and counselors and is still missing 5 campers and 1 counselor. 3 people were killed overnight in Ruidoso, New Mexico, where recent wildfires have made the area more prone to flash flooding. City of Philadelphia has reached a tentative agreement with 9,000 city workers who have been on strike since the beginning of the month. The rank and file still need to vote on it. Ukraine's Air Force says Russia sent a record 728 drones into Ukraine overnight. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A win for Governor Tony Evers from the state Supreme Court. We get more from Bob Haig.
The court invalidated the ability of a legislative committee to overturn state agency rules. The court's 4 liberal justices said that violates the Wisconsin Constitution. The Evers administration had challenged the committee's suspension of a rule which attempted to ban the practice of conversion therapy and another creating commercial building standards, but this decision could extend to other areas, including environmental and public health regulations.
A new study classifies 15 Wisconsin counties as legal deserts with insufficient attorneys to represent private clients. David Peters, a rural sociologist at Iowa State, led the research team, which found 11% of rural counties in the 48 contiguous states are legal deserts that have not enough private lawyers. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be mostly sunny today, our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, nice and clear, we'll drop to 63 for a low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high of 84 with a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night. If your bathroom needs a remodel, get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month interest-free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
99.7
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry. We're heading into the danger zone with Kenny Loggins on Max FM.
Yeah. 99.7% hits.
My feel good radio station.
99.7 Max FM.
Masterpiece, to waste time with the masterpiece. You should be rolling with me. You should be rolling with me. You're a real life fantasy. You're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully. Let's start living dangerously.
Talk to me, baby. Living dangerously.
Jesus, it's only Wednesday?
Get some coffee.
You woke me up.
Definitely need my coffee.
You know what I really need?
What?
What do you need?
Caffeinated bacon. Genius.
I can get behind that.
Hump day, am I right, buddy?
Yes. Yes, yes.
Let's light this candle.
You know what time it is?
What is it?
Show time.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:10 on Wednesday morning. Caffeinated bacon. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC, makers of happy home with Handy Harry. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, patchy fog to start our morning. It will turn mostly sunny with a high of 81. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 62. On Thursday, mostly sunny, a high of 83. On Friday, yes, I'm going to be the bearer of bad news. It's going to start out nice, partly sunny, but then we have a chance of showers and thunderstorms into the afternoon, a high of 85. Saturday, morning showers and thunderstorms, and then we'll see it turn partly sunny with high of 81. Sunday, mostly sunny and beautiful, a high of 84. 61 degrees outside of the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. Emily, as we look out the window, I can see a smidge amount of fog over there.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little fog on an otherwise nice sunny day right now.
Exactly. And so we do see rain chances in our forecast for Friday afternoon and into the evening. We are broadcasting live from the Saucony Fair starting today at 3 p.m. We go until 8 p.m. today, tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. The caveat to that is if the weather does not cooperate. If we see showers and thunderstorms happening, unfortunately, we will not be broadcasting out of the circus wagon due to safety reasons. Water does not mix well with electronics, and not a huge fan of lightning either. I mean, just saying, Emily, that's the other thing.
Yeah, I don't want to be in a circus wagon and get hit by lightning. That sounds like that would be really frightening.
It's even better when you have a big, heavy windstorm come through when you're in the circus wagon and a torrential downpour when you're doing your first ever live broadcast as a radio personality, and that is the best ever, speaking from experience that happened to me. It was now 5 years ago, if I remember, or 4 years ago, if I remember correctly. I can't remember exactly when that was, but it was the first time I'd done a live broadcast from the Saucony Fair. Well, all of a sudden, I'm looking at the radar. I'm like, this doesn't look good, so I start bringing some stuff into the circus wagon, and then I'm getting ready to do an interview, and I'm like, this isn't looking good, and all of a sudden, I hear Corey Hartman, sorry to break in, Dave. We have a surf, blah, 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 and we go into his whole spiel. He's like, you need to get out of there. I'm like, okay, good idea. And I get ready to get everyone out because we had our administrative assistant in there. Kevin Kellogg was in there, myself. And as we're getting ready to open that door, there was no leaving. The storm was on top of us. It was not good. That circus wagon did not move. The winds were 60 plus miles per hour with us inside it, Emily.
Oh my gosh, you're lucky you didn't just fly away in the wagon.
I know.
And become a circus show yourself.
Exactly. You know, we already had the clowns, so we had that part covered. And so
you guys didn't have any makeup on, though. That's
no,
weird.
Exactly. Yeah, well, no, we didn't. That's a good point. And so we were
just a general clown.
Yeah, just a general clown, yeah. Yes, with no makeup. And so we were riding it out in there, and then eventually the power goes out. So we lost all communications back to the studio, where Corey Hartman was now broadcasting, covering severe weather from. And then Wendy was going to come out and meet us at Circus Wagon. I said, no, don't come here, obviously, for the obvious reason. She goes, yeah, it's pouring. I said, yeah, I know. She goes, well, yes, I'm in the Circus Wagon. So we ride the storm out in the Circus Wagon because there was no way we were getting out of there. And then we open the door after the storm passes through. And I look down, and there is covered in water where we're at. And so I'm like, okay, well, I can step down because there's no electricity because the power was out. So we get out of the circus wagon. I look around. Ticket booths are blown over, and everything else is blown over after the storm.
Oh, my goodness.
And then Corey's messaging me, and he's like, are you out of that wagon yet? I said, yes, we are. I go, I'm heading back to the studio, but you know what? I see trees down, branches down, and everything else down. And I go, I was going to roll a little video. He goes, no, there's still storms in the area. Let's get somewhere safe, please. I said, oh, got it. And so we got back to the studio, and then we found out that, yes, we had that storm come through. It hit this part of town. And so, yeah, we rode it out. We did it safely. That circus wagon didn't budge, Emily.
Well, that's good to know that the circus wagon will keep all four of its wheels or six wheels or however many wheels it has on the ground no matter what happens. Even if there's major clowning inside, even if there's a storm, I can't help it. You just keep saying riding the storm out. You got to play that song. It's just running.
I know. It is crazy.
Well, hopefully none of that happens today. This is my debut at Sauk County Fair, broadcasting live this afternoon starting at 3 o'clock. I'm super excited. It sounds like the weather's not going to be torrential downpours and lightning storms.
No, it sounds like a perfect day to be out there. So you'll be out there. Aaron Creno is going to make an appearance out there as well, it sounds like. And then I will be out there. And that is the plan today. So 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. broadcasting live from the Big Red Circus Wagon and right off Washington Avenue. I do want to take a moment and mention a couple of road closures because this does impact people. We're just going to talk about East Street first. That's going to be closed at Madison Street today so they can prepare and pray for utility tie-ins at the Madison Street Avenue project. So again, East Street at Madison closed today. Avoid that area. Use alternate routes. Tomorrow, the Bearable Water Utility will be replacing water service on the 500 block of 2nd Avenue. 2nd Avenue will be closed from Center Street to Summit Street tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Traffic will be detoured north on Summit and Center Street to 3rd Avenue. The block of Summit and Center Street will also be posted no parking. So if you're in that area, 2nd Avenue, be aware that that will be closed starting tomorrow, 7 a.m. for water main utility work. So that is happening tomorrow. E Street closed today. Now, Emily, we were going to talk about the shortest day. I think we'll postpone that until our 8:10 break because that'll go a little bit long. But I do want to talk a little bit more about things happening at the Sauk County Fair today as well, because, you know, we're broadcasting live. We're going to give away some swag out there today. And that's the other cool part. And I'm going to bring up some information here for you. And see, this is kind of cool. I am controlling not only my laptop, but I am doing it while Emily's looking at it. Right, Emily? Isn't that kind of freaky?
It's super freaky. I never really was a big fan of, like, when you'd have, like, issue tech issues. And I know that this is, like, Dave's world. But, like, we have tech issues and you call in somewhere random remotely and they'd be like, all right, go ahead and, you know, sign right in here to log me in and give me permission to... what? And I'm like, what am I accepting? And then all of a sudden here, my mouse, little arrow is moving around without me doing anything. And that is happening in front of me. At least Dave's in the same room with me because it's a little bit freaky when it happens with an unknown controller from somewhere in the world. So I'm saying, I don't know what the heck he's doing, but he's moving stuff around. As we know here, you know, I just am here for fun. I never know what the heck is going on around here. No, I'm kidding. There is going to be some things happening today, registering for, let's see, what?
So this is the Digging
cheesy
Local.
Beer Bread Bash. What?
Yes, Digging Local Cheesy Beer Bread Bash. Bash. Yes,
I'm thinking times.
Bread and
cheesy
Bash.
Cheesy Beer Bread Bash. Cheesy Beer Bread Bash. Cheesy Beer Bread Bash. That was
you got
okay.
It.
That was okay.
So registration's at noon in the commercial building at the Fame Stage. The contest begins today at 1 p.m. The winner will advance to the Wisconsin State Fair competition. So there's rules on the SaukCountyFair.com website. If you want to bring in your cheesy beer bread to have it judged today and be entered into the state competition, you need to be there by noon. All the rules are there. And here's the interesting part with this, Emily. I'm one of the judges for this.
I heard this yesterday and I was a little jealous. So I guess I need to like put in my maybe a year, two, three and ride out a lightning storm in order to be invited to be judged for the cheesy beer bread bash. But yeah, Dave's going to be judging this. So how much fun. So folks are bringing their stuff from home. I mean, it's just, It is, this is hyper local at its best. You know, folks are making things to share at home, bringing them in and having them be judged by local residents/celebrities. I wasn't sure if I should throw the word celebrity in there, but you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do that. Local celebrities like Dave Grant's going to be going in there, judging the cheesy beer bread. And I mean, that's going to be a tough thing to do because like every cheesy bread is good. So like, how do you judge cheese bread? It's all good. It's cheese bread.
Well, and we got some rules we'll be following and how the contest works and the judging works. So I've been studying up on what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, I'm studying up on eating food, Emily. What a better way to be studying than that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lifetime of education right there. We can always learn to eat better. We can definitely learn to eat more. We can definitely learn to eat less. Lame. Just kidding. Sometimes you got to put those things in play, but not during a fair, boy. A fair is a time to just kind of have at it, snack on all the junk food that's delicious, like beer bread, cheese bread, funnel cakes, what else? Deep fried
corn dogs.
Oh yeah, corn dogs. We were talking about that yesterday.
Deep fried Oreos.
Is that the most unique deep fried thing there?
I don't know. We're gonna find out.
We're gonna find out.
That is the goal.
Some fairs have, you know, like that's their kind of their whole MO is like the weirdest deep fried stuff ever, right? Like I had deep fried beer at the state fair. That's just a hot mess. I don't know. It was interesting.
Deep fried pickles. I've done those before.
I like those.
When we used to operate a cheese curd stand for a nonprofit organization, I was
of course
with,
you did.
Yeah. So we did cheese curds there and I operated the fryer for it. You know, well, me with a fryer is always a great idea because I'm like, what else can we stick in the fryer? You know? And so I'm sitting there trying all sorts of things. And so I did deep fried pickle spears in there. Those were amazing.
Those are good. Those have taken on because those have made it into menu items at restaurants. Those aren't just fair food anymore. So you know what? Fair food becoming mainstream is really, I think, a great challenge out there. Let's see how many people can. If you've ever had like a funnel cake or some fair food like at a restaurant from a menu, let us know. Text us in. I want to know where to go find this stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the other thing I want to try deep fried. I want to try doing those large olives and do deep fried olives.
So you got to get the kinds of the picks. Pits.
Right.
Pits. Because if you pop one deep fried olive in and then chop down and you're excited about the beer battered olive, then you're going to break your tooth out.
Right.
With that
it's got to be
inside.
Pitless. It's got the pimento in it. And so that's.
You talking about green olives?
Green olives.
Ooh. What about Kalamata's? Those would be good too.
Those would be good
ones.
Too. Yeah.
Those are really strong flavored. That would actually probably be really good with some Italian seasoned breadcrumb. Okay, so I see now when I'm not in studio with Dave, I hear the ideas coming like it's like a hamster wheel in his brain. I saw it just now on his face. It's a little bit tricky.
So this is already formulating in my head, so I might be doing this soon. So.
I literally just saw a light bulb go on.
Uh-huh.
Like it's on and it's flickering and I'm not sure what's happening. It's a strobe light, everyone. Oh
yes,
my gosh.
It's a strobe light. All right, you're going to be back with us at 7. Well, we'll be back about 7:30. Don't forget, we're celebrating birthdays at 7:40. If you're celebrating a local birthday or anniversary, text those into us now. And so, deep fried olives. It's on my brain,
deep fried olives.
I think it's a great idea. I wonder how that would turn out, you know? Or do some stuffed cheese in there, too.
Maybe we'll one day have a deep fryer at the Weicker Great Day building in our kitchen, maybe.
There you go.
Maybe.
John Parr.
You don't see the writing on the wall. Passing by. Moving straight ahead, you knew it all.
That I can go. Just so far,
7 Max FM, more music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. It is 7:30 on Wednesday morning. That was hard, alone, and I'm not alone in studio today.
Woo-hoo. Woo-hoo. No, we are partnering up, working together in the best way. We are in studio right downtown. Looking out the window, I see the farmer's market setting up. I'm really excited about that. I'm definitely going to hit them up this morning as I'm here at the Weikert Great Day building, having a great time with Dave, talking about the fair today. There's also something else going on in Max FM Big Deals of the Day, some Christmas thing?
Yeah, go over to MaxFMBigDeals.com, shop local, save big, an extra 15% off your order. How do you like that graphic, Emily?
I'm over here just chuckling.
Santa Claus.
Even if you're not going to buy anything, folks, go to Max FM Big Deals of the Day because there's a picture. It scrolls through a couple different images, but the one that I'm talking about is there's a picture of a couple of three Santas in full-on swim gear, like to Hawaiian shirts. They've got themselves some like beachy drinks, and they are still in full Santa outfits in terms of the hat and beard. So it's really cute. I would definitely hit it up. Christmas in July is fun. Get yourself some good deals at Max FM Big Deals of the Day.
Yep, MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big, 15% off everything for your total order. No code required. Caveat is you got to check out by 11:59 tonight. Some items, limited quantities available. So if there's something you think about buying, it's already 30 to 50% off. You can get an extra 15% off today over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. Shop local, save big, and an extra 15% off. As a reminder, Farmers Market's happening today, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. in front of the Weikert Great Day building in the Max FM studios in the 500 block of Oak Street. They're setting up right now. They'll be out there at 12:30 p.m. Don't forget to text birthdays and anniversaries, 608-355-9970. We'll celebrate those at 7:40 after a look at sports and weather on Max FM.
Morning and welcome to the Gem Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. Today, we have an online-only real estate auction ending at 11 a.m. for a property on Lakeview Drive in Montello. That's on Buffalo Lake. It's a single-family property, lakefront, very nice. The catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Tomorrow, we have the Jim and Faye Milligan Tractor Collection online-only auction ending at 9 a.m. There's a preview today at the farm near Richland Center from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. Jim collected high-crop tractors, including high-crop John Deere and Internationals. Also, lots of parts, tools, and other items. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Again, that's the Jim and Faye Milligan Tractor Collection auction. It ends tomorrow, Thursday, at 9 a.m. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
A win for the Miz and McGill. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Dodgers wrap up their series this afternoon in Milwaukee. Last night, the Miz, rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, followed by Jared Koenig, Abner Uribe, and closer Trevor McGill, held the struggling Dodgers to just one run in a 3-1 win over LA last night. It was enough to leave the Dodgers' Clayton Kershaw at a loss for words.
I mean, the three guys that came out of the pen for them, plus him, I mean, I don't think we saw a fastball under 98 today as a team. I mean, this was just a tough game.
The Dodgers have now lost five in a row. The Brewers' Mizorowski gave up a solo home run to LA's leadoff batter, Shohei Ohtani, then proceeded to strike out 12 Dodger batters over six innings to beat the three-time Cy Young winner, Clayton Kershaw. I spoke to the Miz after the game.
You know, I saw something on online that he didn't know who I was, so I hope that he knows me now, you know. It's kind of cool.
That's Brewers pitcher Jacob Mizorowski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 82 this afternoon. Tonight, nice and clear. We'll drop to 63 for a low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high of 84 with a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow night. If your bathroom needs a remodel, get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month, interest-free at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
We know we can't please everyone. I mean, we're not tacos. 99.7 Max FM.
But I won't go, but it is-
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. We also thank them for being part of our fair partner broadcast sponsors. I was just actually on the phone with Mark from Handy Harry. They're working on putting the steps in this morning, ran into a little bit of a situation. They called to communicate with us to come up with a plan to make sure everything was going to go smoothly, and that is how great they are to work with. So again, Handy Harry LLC, go check them out. We appreciate them being a partner for our morning show and our fair broadcast sponsor. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast today. Mostly sunny with a high of 81. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 62. Thursday, mostly sunny, high of 83. On Friday, we will start off partly sunny. Chance showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, high of 85. Saturday, morning shower and thunderstorm chances turning sunny with a high of 81 degrees. On Sunday, beautiful, sunny, high of 84, Emily. Almost a perfect weekend forecast.
I love it. See, I tell you folks out there all the time how Dave just, I don't know what buttons he's pushing up there, but him and Mother Nature really just have a nice connection because when it's necessary, he brings the good weather forecast for us.
Yes.
Thank you.
You betcha. The only one I'm a little bit worried about is Friday, so we're going to keep tabs on that one. And as a reminder, we are broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fair starting today, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, same time, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., Washington Avenue entrance. We'll be out there in the big red circus wagon. Thank you to Circus Row Museum for letting us borrow that, and thank you to Handy Harry LLC for helping get the steps in place this morning. We appreciate that. As a reminder, East Street is closed at the Madison Street intersection so they can prepare for utilities and pave in. Tomorrow, 2nd Avenue, 500 block, closed 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. for water main repairs. So those are our road closing updates in the Baraboo area. We are celebrating celebrity birthdays on Wednesday, July 9th. And as we look at our list, Georgie Henley is 30. Lucy in the Chronicles of Narnia movies and Meg Tudor in the Star series, The Spanish Princess.
All right. There's a... Uh-oh, something weird's happening here. Mitchell Musso is 34 years old. I guess he was Hannah's friend, Oliver, on Hannah Montana, if anybody used to catch those way back in the day. Let's see. We've got some good music ones today. But first, we want to say happy birthday to Kylie Williams. She's 39. Cheetah Girl star. She used to also be an L3LW. Not sure what that is, but we'll throw it out there. Hopefully it's not inappropriate because I don't know what it is. Didn't sound inappropriate. This one's big. I love this. We all grew up with this dude. Come on. Fred Savage, everybody. He's 49. Kevin Arnold on the Wonder Years. Everybody's favorite boy next door character. His comedic genius just keeps on going. He also played the grandson in The Princess Bride and the mole in Austin Powers. Gold member.
I didn't realize
I did
that.
Not either.
I learned something. Jack White is 50. The White Stripes.
Love this guy.
In the Raconteurs and Dead Weather. Scott Grimes, 54. Helmsman Gordon Malley on the Orville and Dr. Archie Morris on ER. For those of us that remember ER, that show was great back in the day.
I think that led to a lot of the other kinds of shows like that that either went hospital way or went cop way. We know which ones Dave likes. He talks about it and gets really serious about which ones are good, which ones they took off the air, and which ones he's mad about, and et cetera, et cetera.
NCIS.
It's all good. There it is right there. I'm not sure if this is the liner note that Dave was laughing at, but we're not going to talk about it too much unless he wants to. I'm going to walk that thin line and say Courtney Love is 61 today. Madonna had some things to say about her, but I am going to go ahead and let y'all look that up on the Googles, as yes. Dave says, because I'm not going to talk about that because I don't want to talk trash about Courtney because I'm a fan of Hole. She's the lead singer, and she is some serious vocal power. But she is 61 today, so happy birthday to Courtney. Also, Jim Kerr is 66, Simple Minds singer. Of course you know from the Breakfast Club theme song.
Don't you forget about me.
That was all right.
We did pretty good with that, you know, and we were right on cue together, you know. I mean, this is kind of neat, and, you know.
It's working. It is working.
And see, I do sing in studio a lot. Sometimes the microphone is on when I do it, so yes. not like one of our former coworkers, Mike Ganger, was singing along to Outkast one time.
Oops.
Oh, yeah, we have it on. His last day here, we played it for him because it was recorded. So, yes, it's still one of mine. Whenever I hear that song, I think of Mikey. So he does our community calendar for us. Still, we appreciate him. Kevin Nash, 66, pro wrestler turned actor. I mean, there's a long list on there. Kelly McGillis is 68. Tom Cruise's flight instructor in Top Gun. And the Amish mom that Harrison Ford fell for in Witness. Right. I forgot about that. That was an interesting movie.
Yeah, that's a good one.
If you've not watched Witness, I definitely recommend that you do. I was one of those that I wasn't so sure about. I was younger when that movie was out, obviously. But I remember watching it, and it was quite a movie. And now I think I'm going to go back and watch it because that's been a while since I've watched it. And anything with Harrison Ford in it is pretty cool. But that one was a really good movie.
I agree. He does not really choose films that are not going to be either blockbuster hits and or just great content. So both are usually the case with him. And he's good at what he does. Here's another one that's really good at what he does. Tom Hanks, everybody. Tom Hanks. 69. No liner notes, none needed. It's Tom Hanks. He narrates a really beautiful nature show that is called The Americas. If anyone wants to hear his sweet voice talk about the special, apparently in the Americas, as in North America and South America together, there is the most variety of animal life in the entire planet. So it's a pretty cool special. I would definitely recommend it. Tom Hanks does the voiceover and it's lovely. Jimmy Smits is 70. Here's another oldie but goodie, L.A. Law, NYPD Blue, The West Wing, and then newer but still great, Sons of Anarchy. He also, he was Senator Bail Organa on Obi-Wan Kenobi and the Star Wars prequel trilogy. Not going to get into the rabbit hole about the prequel trilogy. Okay, clearly we feel the same.
Yeah,
great. We'll just move on.
We're
going to
move along. Nope, and John Tesh is 73. I'm going to leave the notes on that one out. I'm just going to leave that one alone.
He's so good, though.
Yes, and Dean Koontz is 80, horror writer.
That's a good one.
He wrote the Odd Thomas novel called The Watchers that inspired Corey Haim movies and its three sequels. So that is some of the contributions that he would have done. And, I mean, normally we don't talk about people who have passed, but O.J. Simpson would have been 78 years old today, and he had a very sordid life. We'll just leave it at that. So that is one that I noticed on our list today. So if you are celebrating your birthday or anniversary, happy birthday to you or happy anniversary. We hope everyone's having a great day celebrating. Again, we are celebrating everything Sauk County Fair related today, Emily. I'm excited to be out there today.
I am too. So this is my first break into the Sauk County Fair broadcast action in the Circus Wagon, and I cannot wait. I've heard some really great stories today about things from the past from the Circus Wagon that I may or may not mention. No, I'm not mentioning.
No.
But I want to challenge everyone, birthdays and anniversaries, to kind of bring it back around. If you're celebrating a birthday anniversary, you know, this week, especially today, though, while I'm there, I encourage you to come by the Circus Wagon and let us know that. And we can say happy birthday or happy anniversary to you live from the Circus Wagon and the Sauk County Fair. So let us know. We want to share the love.
We definitely do. And we are excited to be broadcasting live from the Sauk County Fair. And that is something that we do want to take a moment and say thank you to all of our broadcast partners. Circus Road Museum for letting us borrow the Circus Wagon this week, Baraboo State Bank, Badger State Truck and Show, Fireside Cabins, Handy Harry LLC, TMB Mini Anchors, Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster, Iowa Waste Reduction Center, World Finance, Des Tackle Arms, and Crystal Grand.
Ooh.
Yes, those are all of our broadcast partners, so we say thank you to them. We're giving away some Crystal Grand tickets to see the Red Hot Chili Peppers. We're going to give away a pair of those today. I'm excited about that. So we will give away a pair of those tickets today at the Sauk County Fair. And that's something that kind of is exciting to us. I am trying to pull up what else we have for giveaways here.
Yeah, I've been kind of curious. Dave keeps talking about all this swag. And I'm like, is this like supposed to be, is this some like weird gag swag that like I'm going to be shocked and surprised at and then I'm going to have to like play the fool or something about? But no, it's real stuff. I'm excited to learn what it is because we want to share it with you all. So we already talked about the Crystal Grand tickets. That's super Red Hot Chili Peppers. I I've heard of them. I'm excited. If they do it right, man, they're covering some good stuff. Also, Badger State Truck and Show, 6 single tickets.
Yeah, we'll give away a ticket today.
Oh, one ticket today. Okay, I see. And then throughout the week. So a couple on Saturday as well. Also, Fireside Cabins. There's going to be some coupons there. It's going to revolve around some happy hour stopping by. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of those. So that's exciting. Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster.
What? Yes, we're giving away 5 tickets a day to the Wisconsin Dells Mountain Coaster. They're located off of County A in Wisconsin Dells, Lake Delton area. We're going to give away some of those tickets, and we're going to have can koozies there.
I like this. This is a challenge. So this you got to do something for it, but it's real easy.
Just show us the Civic Media app on your mobile device. If you walk up and show me that you have the Civic Media app on your mobile device, I will give you a Max FM can koozie.
That's so cool.
So we are giving away can koozies this year. In the past, we've done Frisbees. We're changing it up this year. Can koozies, because that's something you can use all the time to keep those beverages cold.
Yeah, and we, Frisbees, everybody loves a Frisbee. But if everyone has a Frisbee at a county fair, that might get ugly. I mean, it might be like Frisbees flying at people who aren't really playing. And then, people are ready to catch it and it could be wild. So I like the can koozies. Of course, those can be used for every kind of can. And water bottles will probably fit there too.
Yeah, they will. Yeah. So we're going to give those away. So stop by, say hi to myself, Emily and Aaron. Can koozies, just got to show us you have the free Civic Media app installed on your mobile device.
That's so cool.
Emily and I will be back with you at 8:10. More shenanigans, and we are looking forward to that as always. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry. Coming up, we're going to have Whitesnake on Max FM.
Ho, ho, ho. You heard that right. It's the annual Christmas in July sale at Max FM Big Deals. Today only, you'll save an extra 15% off your entire order. No promo code needed. That's right. Take an additional 15% off prices on gift certificates for restaurants, retail, and so much more. Go to MaxFMBigDeals.com right now and stock up while supplies last. Make your summer a little merrier with Max FM Big Deals.
How would you like to enjoy this summer with less household projects? Let Handy Harry LLC help you enjoy the weather on a new deck. Or how about upgrading your doors or windows this season? For over 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping you enjoy your home. Call their office in Baraboo at 608-370-9174 today to find out more about their services, including exterior painting, power washing, staining, and so much more. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC.
At U.S. Cellular, we created an event called Us Days to celebrate our customers, like Tina here.
Yeah, it feels like a massive fireworks display just for me.
Uh-huh, and the grand finale is we're giving all customers a free phone with no trade-in.
What?
I said...
Celebrate Us Days at U.S. Cellular.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. What he said was, all customers get a free phone with no trade-in. Us Days is back. Going on now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Wednesday nights are open strings, open mic nights at Kona Michi this summer. Join them every second Wednesday of the month from 7 to 10 this summer for an evening of live music. Whether you're a singer, songwriter, or cover artist, share your sound in the open mic performance space at Kona Michi, where every performer gets their moment to shine. Sign up with Steve Drexler upon arrival and get ready to show your stuff as part of Kona Michi Entertainment at 126 3rd Street, downtown Baraboo.
Rising country star Dylan Marlowe hits the stage July 12th at the Sauk County Fair.
Yeah, he's to the boys back home.
Summer's never been so much fun. Tickets are on sale now. All fees included, no refunds or exchanges. SaukCountyFair.com.
Baraboo State Bank, a cornerstone of the Baraboo area since 1857, is proud to help sponsor the 99.7 Max FM broadcast at the 2025 Sauk County Fair. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Progressive's teen driver discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course, spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's teen driver discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
songs of yesterday. And I made up my mind, I ain't wasting no more time. Though I keep searching for an answer, I never seem to find what I'm looking for.
You put a